Hello, how is everyone doing? I am going to be recapping episode 4 of Love is Blind UK. It is 6:09 a.m. Pacific time. I am going on vacation, so I don't see myself covering the rest of the episodes. Let me see something. Let me make sure. Okay, my laptop is muted. Hold on. Okay, I knew that there were 5 episodes dropping, but I just looked at the schedule. So y'all will get the rest of the recaps when you get the recaps. Because I'm going on vacation, I might be a little tardy with my recaps for the remainder of the season. However, I'm pretty much 100% of the time always tardy when I do my recaps. And on top of it, it takes y'all a while to watch these episodes. The people that I follow on Twitter, it takes y'all a good few weeks, a lot of times. And then I don't even know how many of you guys are watching the UK version, which you should. Anyways, so episode 4. We have it opening with Tom dumping Natasha, and it's like it was so obvious he was gonna dump Natasha. Actually, I guess it wasn't completely obvious, but I get it. They gotta do a cliffhanger, but how bad would you feel if you were the opener of an episode, your ass getting dumped on television? So Tom says that he isn't feeling sexual chemistry with Natasha. And he thinks that they could just be friends. Tom seems a little, in my opinion, hyper-focused on sexual chemistry. And I'll get to it later, but I don't like that. I get it. I get it, but I don't know. Something like I'm being very stereotypical by looking at Tom, someone who is 38. Looking at him and being like, okay, well, what's wrong with him? Like, what is it? Was he just trying to sit there and F all the time? And that's why he's single, because all his exes dumped him. We got zero insight into Tom's relationship history. And when I think about it, I think this is the first Love is Blind, the very first season of Love is Blind, where people aren't really talking about their ex as much. I feel that it comes up a lot more in the American version. I know that we have Steven. He spoke about an ex of his being sick. We have Jasmine, who spoke about an ex of hers putting a baby in someone else. We know that Nicole was married, but we don't know anything about the marriage. We don't know for how long. We don't know how young she was when she got hitched. So I'm just thinking right now, it's like people. And Demi said something about she felt like this way once before. Like, nobody's divulging their relationship history. Like, I wonder if that's a cultural difference. I wonder if British people, I know that they could be guarded with their emotions, but, and they believe in that stiff upper lip bullshit. But I'm also wondering if they just really want to be really private. Anyways, I don't want to go too far off the deep end of a detour. So Natasha does not take being dumped well because she feels that she is blindsided because she has romantic feelings for him. And that always happens. It's like once you feel a certain way about someone, it doesn't even register in your brain that they might not be feeling the same way because you're just so into them. It's crazy. It's really sad. So Natasha says that she wants to go home and she's crying, saying how she has a good heart. Now, while Natasha did not have the worst breakup scene, I do sincerely, deeply hate how humiliating breakup scenes on reality shows are. Like, I believe that the editors should keep them as brief as possible. We don't need to see anybody weeping and bawling and sobbing and blaming themselves and talking about they don't know if they're going to be single forever. That's not what Natasha was saying, but it's really cruel. It feels so exploitive and like makes us voyeurs into seeing things that we don't need to see. I don't like it. Because it's just, think about being on a show and just you're bawling because you get rejected and like cameras are right up in your face. So I would be embarrassed for life. And sadly, not all reality stars find their match on these dating shows. Most of them tend to after they appear on the show. And I think part of that is a lot of contestants are mid-20s. Just generally speaking, early, I'd say early to mid-20s. Like, I've been watching these shows since The Bachelor. So, because they're so young, they have a lot of dating life ahead of them. But it's sad regardless whether, like, a 23-year-old or a 33-year-old or a 45-year-old is getting dumped. Like, it sucks. And I think it sucks more for the people who don't find someone after they're dumped on TV. Like, yuck. You know, it's like permanent rejection. Kind of like celebrities who are dumped, who go through a divorce and then they never find someone after. That's rough. So I feel for them, and I don't believe that we need to be seeing all this, like, that much footage about their breakups on TV. Anyways, but I do hope, I'm reading my notes. I do hope that Irina stays single. Like, Irina was not dumped. Zach did not dump her on the Portland, I think it was season 4 of Love is Blind, season 4, season 5. But, you know, I wouldn't be mad if Irina stayed single because her behavior on the show, it might keep her ass single. It really might. And along with Shake, I wouldn't mind if Shake remained single either. But I don't know. I saw Shake on a different reality show, the House of Villains, and he didn't bother me as much. And honestly, I take it back. Shake is just superficial and brutally honest, but you know, I'm sure there's someone out there who will be into that. So, to me, it was incredibly sweet when she was consoling Natasha and she tells Natasha that she actually loves her and wants her to know her worth and that she's beautiful. And how sweet is to me? I like her so much. I mean, her self-esteem is obviously in shambles, but she's the sweetest. And I love how to me said she likes to eat. I think it was this episode or last. She said she likes to eat, and I'm like, I stan. I like to eat too. Okay, so Sam and Nicole meet in person, and Sam tells Nicole, and okay, Sam and Nicole meeting in person goes down in Love is Blind history, as I feel like they rank number two to awkwardness. They rank right below Zach and Irina. I had a lot of fun watching it back, but both times I'm cringing so hard. You know, people say that a lot of things are cringe. It was cringe. It was cringe. And it's kind of like when people type LOL, they're not actually laughing most of the time, or when they type LMAO. Things of that nature, but I'm telling you, I was like cringing, coiling up, you know, like gritting. You know how you like, my teeth were clenched. I was like, oh my God, this is bad. And so it's kind of like, what's worse? Is it worse to get dumped on TV, or is it worse to meet someone who wants to vomit upon seeing your face? Because Sam got it really rough in this meeting with Nicole. So I typed out their meeting, and I'm just gonna go through it. I wanted to do a reenactment, but as you know, I have a trip, so I don't have time for all those things. All right, so I typed out Sam and Nicole meeting in person. Sam tells Nicole, quote, "It's gonna be okay. What do you think?" Nicole says, "Yes." Sam says, "You're so amazing. You are." Nicole says, "Thank you." Sam says, "To me, I don't care what," and he says this backstage, Sam says, "To me, I don't care what anyone else thinks. To me, she's freaking gorgeous, and I think she liked what she saw as well." What does that mean, though? What does that mean? I don't care what anyone thinks. To me, she's freaking gorgeous. Okay, Sam, like, you look surprised and confused 24 hours a day at the same time. Your forehead is like out of this world big. I guess it's your hairline is receding. You have like permanent bags under your eyes. You have absolutely no jawline, no chiseled square jaw, which is sexy and masculine on a man and can be very sexy on a woman. You ain't got no jaw. You got like some really inverted, like really long face, V shaped chin instead of a fucking square, sexy ass jaw. You have a little mouth, a big nose, even though you got a nose job. You have height. You look really tall. But what do you mean? What the hell does it mean when he says he doesn't care what anyone else thinks? I think Nicole is borderline stunning. I think Nicole is so pretty. Now, when Nicole was walking to Sam to meet him, she did not look good. She really, really didn't. But I think Nicole is beautiful. And part of the reason why I think Nicole is so beautiful is because she doesn't need makeup. I think she is gorgeous. She doesn't need makeup. She could only, all she has to do is keep her hair fairly simple, the way that she wears it. She doesn't need to be dolled up. I think she is so pretty. I think her shade of brown is so beautiful. She has great skin. I don't know. I'm into freaking Nicole. I look at Nicole and I'm like, I would like to look like Nicole. Like, she doesn't have any curves, but in the face department, I would love to look like Nicole. Like, I think she is so pretty. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, Nicole is a fucking 9. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think Sam is at a 5. So I don't really understand what his comment meant. And I don't know if he's saying, like, it's, I don't get it. The only thing I could think is maybe because she's black, maybe that's what he meant when he said, I don't care what anyone else thinks. But she's a beautiful woman. So. And he said, and I think she liked what she saw as well, which is so sad. You shouldn't have to think that your fiance liked what you look like. So Sam says, I'm going back to when they meet. Sam says, quote, will you go on this adventure with me? Will you marry me? Like, where, like, he doesn't have anything romantic to say to her because he's just, I don't know. The sad truth about Sam is he seems like he needs like a good decade more of relationship experience. It seems like he struggles. It's like he keeps making comments about like not being loved and chosen. It's keep some shit off of TV, y'all. If you ever go on these shows, keep some of this shit to yourself. Like, this is a lot of secondhand embarrassment. You don't need to let the universe know these things. It makes people wonder. If you say that nobody ever loved you, it makes people think that there's something wrong with you more than it makes people think that that's sad and that you deserve love. So use your discretion. So then Nicole goes, yes, I'm so scared. I'm shaking. Like, Nicole never said she was happy or excited, never said he was handsome. Kept saying she's so scared and she's shaking. She never kissed him. They never kissed. So Zach and Liz never kissed, if I remember correctly, when they met. And now we got Sam and Nicole not kissing, even though they're engaged. So Nicole says, I put it on the wrong finger. She's talking about her ring. And Nicole, I have to say, she has the absolute worst poker face. She's not really cut out for reality TV. Like, she wears everything on her freaking face. She looks like she wants to hurl herself off from a bridge. Sam says to her, I'm just a boy who wants to love a girl. I'm just a boy who wants to love a girl and live happily ever after. And if we give this a go, I think we can have that. Like, why you gotta be like, why are you trying to convince your fiance? This is sad. So then Nicole says, I'm shocked. I'm not saying much because it's a lot. Don't worry, y'all. I'm gonna start doing some of these episodes in a British accent. I don't got time to tap into that right now, but trust me, they're coming. I want to do an entire episode, or at least when I read quotes. And then Sam goes, I told you to trust me. I told you to trust me. So Nicole behind the scenes says, what's confusing is I have to put the emotional and the physical together. And how do I really feel about this person now? That always means it's not going to work. There are just like, there are too many seasons of Love is Blind for me as an avid watcher of the series, sorry, of the franchise. And all of us, right? We know once you hear certain buzzwords, the couple is fucked. They're doomed. They ain't getting married. They ain't lasting. So anytime somebody talks about it being different from being in the pods, they're through. It's over before it began. So Sam says, I just want you to trust me and believe in me. No matter what, I'll give everything to this. No one can ever take this away from us. No matter what, you know? It's like, Nicole took it away from y'all. Okay. So then Nicole says, Sam says, what color are your eyes? Nicole goes, black. And Sam goes, boring brown. But they're not because they're amazing. Honestly, thank you. Trust me, okay? I just want to assure you I'm not going to hurt you. That's one thing. I would never, ever do that to you. You deserve better than me. I feel like I'm not good enough. Oh, God, this is sad. This is sad. You know, Sam has like low self-esteem. He wants a lot of attention on him, but it's coming from a place of insecurity. This is what you're saying to your fiance when you meet her? That she deserves better than you and you feel like you're not enough? That's sad. That's coming from his core. He can't even fake it. Not even when he's getting engaged. This man needs some therapy. So then Nicole goes, no, you are. And Sam says, I just want you to believe in me. No one ever, ever gives me the chance. I can't believe this. This is so sad. Okay. So then Sam says, she chose me for a reason and I chose her. And I knew in this experiment that I was talking to other people, but I knew our connection was strongest and there was something real there. I got the best. I completed life. Life is complete. Don't change your mind now. Promise me and trust me, okay? I think I love you. Nicole goes, okay, I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold that. Oh my God. Nicole says, okay, I'm gonna hold that when he says, I think I love you. Sam is way too old to be saying he thinks he loves his fiance. This man, like, how many relationships has he had? How long were those relationships? He sounds so inexperienced. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Like, y'all need to vet the fucking cast members. This show is so popular, and I feel like it does the least vetting of all the fucking reality shows. So then Nicole's backstage freaking out. She says, let myself into here. This is so dangerous territory, isn't it? Whatever, boo. You didn't want to listen to nobody, so go ahead and sit in that shit. Sit in your decision. So Nicole, she never tells Sam that he's handsome. They don't kiss, not once. But I'm glad we got to see when they met because it was one of the worst, Love is Blind reveals in the show's history, and I'm thankful. So then Tom proposes to Maria while sitting down. Tom is so lazy, y'all. Ollie proposes to Demi. Tom and Maria have their big reveal. Tom is really into Maria, even though she paints his face with her red lipstick. That was beyond tacky, ghetto, unnecessary, bitch. Now, Maria has incredible lips, but she shouldn't wear a lipstick again if she cannot use a smudge resistant lipstick. There's too many. There's lip stains, which aren't going to come off. There's color stay type of lipstick that's not going to come off. What the fuck was she doing? So, the scene with Maria painting Tom's face in red with her lipstick, it really just proves that the cast does their own makeup. Love is Blind has made way too much money. And they also sell wine now called Love is Wine, which I haven't tried. So they could afford to get hair and makeup for the women. I'm not saying while they're in the living quarters and relaxing or in the pods, but can't y'all get these motherfuckers makeup for when they do their big reveal? Hello? You guys have the funding. Do whatever you gotta do so that nobody else smears their lipstick all over their man. It was nice to see that Tom and Maria have great physical chemistry because I like it. I was happy to see it. I didn't know if he would like her, but I was really happy to see it. Just because you never know, right? I'll leave it at that. So Ollie and Demi meet. They seem to like each other. However, I do believe that Ollie is being fake. I do believe that Ollie wants to come across as like a good guy to the world. So when Demi is walking away from Ollie after he puts an engagement ring on her finger, Ollie looks at her ass and he's pleased with it. And Ollie says that she has curves in all the right places. Okay, this is a problem. What happened the last time a black man commented on a black woman's ass on Love is Blind? We had Clay commenting on AD's wonderful butt. Look at how that turned out, y'all. You're better off having no booty on this damn show if you're black. Stay away from the BBLs. And I don't understand BBLs at all because they say it's the most dangerous surgery, like cosmetic surgery. So that's why I don't understand it, why so many people are okay with it. Yeah. I think if it's risky, that blows my mind that so many people are willing to put their lives at risk. But I don't know the numbers. I don't know, like, what percentage of people don't make it or that it leads to their demise, but health-wise, but I don't understand the BBL phenomenon. I think, it's you're lucky when you don't got curves. No, because no ain't nobody dating you because you got curves. Like, let's be real. Like, don't you think Clay was one of the reasons he was with AD is because of her big ass? So anyway, I don't trust Ollie. And then they show, or then after Demi gets engaged, she says that she's living her fairy tale and she's in love. She's so adorable. So the couples are now in Greece. Greece? So in America, they just send people to Mexico and they are sending the Europeans to Greece. This feels very unfair. The engaged, and I know Greece is closer, but again, there's the budget. The show has the budget for more. For better shit than Mexico. Sorry, for a more unique location and then Mexico, and the show has money for its cast to have hair and makeup. All right. So Nicole felt that she couldn't go to Greece with Sam, so she dumped him before her engagement because her engagement ring was put on the wrong hand and she felt like something was off and she wants to meet Benaiah. Is this the new Love is Blind show where somebody gets to meet somebody that they rejected? I love it and I hate it. And unfortunately, because Zach and Bliss got engaged, got married, now have a baby, I think Netflix is always going to do this bullshit where you let someone go and then you could be like, oh yeah, I want to meet them. Like I said, I love and hate it. It's like, F you. For thinking you could just like come back to me and shit. All right. So if Sam appeared on the show for fame, he's fucked. I already went over all the really sad comments he's made on the show, and he's made sad comments in other episodes as well. And he wasn't on for long enough to get fame and success. People seem to hate him. So it was a bust. Sam being on Love is Blind has looks like it's been a bust. So I'm surprised by how much Steven and Sam and sorry, Steven and Sabrina and Catherine and Freddie are into each other. You know, sexual chemistry wise, but because you never know. And so Catherine and Freddie had sex twice, which is why the episode 4 is titled We Had Sex Twice. Okay, this title of the episode was blatant clickbait. It's immature. We're gonna watch the episode without having a clickbait title. I just think it was kind of desperate of Netflix, and I don't enjoy it. I'm gonna watch the show. We don't need these stupid titles. Catherine, she doesn't seem to have a personality to me. I can't stand her ugly cry, as I've said. She laughs too hard, way too hard. She laughs way too much. She's just kind of she's a weirdo to me because of how much she laughs and how hard. And we had sex twice. And like, I haven't seen any personality from her. So, okay, girl. Anyway, so Ollie and me, they have not smashed. Ollie says that if they rush into sex, then the other important parts of a relationship will be on the back burner. This is what a man says when he doesn't want to have sex with you ever. Okay? So I don't know if Bobby and Jasmine had sex. They never said that they did or didn't. Maria and Tom did not have sex, even though they seem so fiery for each other. Y'all better not be keep playing these games. They better smash. Like, every single couple needs to have sex in episode 5. Like, don't play with us. Except for Ollie and Demi. I feel like Ollie and Demi should not have sex because I feel like Ollie doesn't want to have sex with Demi. I just feel like Ollie's probably gone home with lots of bitches. So for him to be like, ooh, I don't want to. I'm like, okay. All right. So Benai and Nicole, they will meet in episode 5. It ends on a cliffhanger. So as far as what's to come in this season, we see that Ollie tells Catherine, you're a very pretty girl. Catherine tells Ollie, thank you, you're a good looking guy. We see Demi is watching in the corner. Now, would Ollie sleep with Catherine? Yes. I don't think Catherine is into Ollie like that when she meets him. I think she's pretty happy with Freddie. So I don't think there's going to be any cheating and shady shit like there's been before in other episodes. So Jasmine tells Ollie that she isn't applying pressure to him, but that he either likes Demi or not. I love Jasmine for this so much. I definitely like Jasmine. Like, this is an extremely likable cast, period. Like, they did good in that department with who they cast. Everybody's like, most of the people on here are likable. So then Ollie tells Demi he wants to go home. Demi tells him, okay, go home then. And then he gets up. So I rewatched the previews because when I watched, I saw Ollie getting up. I'm like, okay, Netflix loves to come at us with these spoilers. Because as you know, we definitely get the spoilers and the previews of the episodes if you're like, we get the spoilers. However, those spoilers could be manipulated and we're getting such a little splice. It doesn't mean they ended up that way. So when I first watched it, I was like, okay, Ollie walked off. Him and Demi are done. But then when I watched it again this morning, I saw that we see Ollie at the altar. Okay? Which means they did not break up. It means they have a fucking wedding if one of them doesn't say no. So, it's not, y'all, F Netflix for that. Like, I'm glad they included that. And I would have preferred for them to include Ollie walking away and then for us to not see him at the altar. Because then I'd be like, oh, shit, she got dumped. Okay, I could tell I don't got energy. Like, it is 6:40 a.m. I need to get my ass off of this. I need to stop recording. All right, y'all. Bye.